You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with this week's rant. Gentlemen, you single men around the world have held the line to such a degree. Every week, there is a new series of women absolutely losing their minds and crashing out over the fact that today's man have chosen every other option other than dealing with them and their insufferable attitudes. Oh yeah, gentlemen, it is the chef's kiss. It is lovely. Now, what I'm going to share with you is something that is definitely flown under the radar. However, this right here is Kevin Samuels' iconic phrase in action. And what is that phrase? Buy a dog, die alone. Now, this article was published on the 8th of January. Fed up with apps, small talk, and quote-unquote rules, these women would rather date dogs than men. I'm going to let that just wash over you. Because trust me, gentlemen, the comment section to this article is absolutely the chef's kiss. Those men were letting loose. Oh, yeah, gentlemen. Oh, yeah. I'm going to read some of it and then just completely go off the rails for the rest of the rant. Like countless New York women, Lauren Wire has had it with low-effort men. Gentlemen, when you see this woman's picture, yeah, no man of any standard is going to put up with her and her nonsense. But she's not giving up on dating, at least not entirely. On a recent Saturday afternoon, Wire headed out to one of the hottest hookup spots in town, her local pet shelter, which loans out rescued dogs for those looking for companionship without the drama. Quote unquote, dating apps can start to feel like another item on a to-do list, whereas time with a dog feels uncomplicated, present, and non-judgmental, the singleton told the Post. Yeah, because as we all know, more than likely, judging by her pictures, she's not a very good-looking woman. And we all know, us men, hey, beauty, kind of up there on the list. Sexual attractiveness, yeah, it's up there. Also, dogs talk less, she joked. The 30-something Manhattanite, who's been single for little over a year, told the Post that she's exhausted by the city's dating scene and finds it to be, quote unquote, a trickier terrain to navigate than other places. There's so much choice that people sometimes forget how to be present. See that right there, that is the illusion that has been sold to women, especially the average woman. No, ladies, you may have a lot of options to get your back blown out. But when it comes to the relationship side of the equation, that's where we men rule. And you women hate it because we're taking one of our most valuable pieces off the board. That is our commitment. I've been on plenty of dates that weren't terrible, just forgettable. Or they forgot to text back, i.e., they realized how insufferable she was and was like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do like Casper and become a ghost. If you already know what makes you happy, it's easy to ask yourself why you'd book a date that could be bad, Wire pointed out. And after spending time with dogs, this is what makes her happy. Ah, yes. Once again, buy a dog, die alone. Sam, or as I'm going to correct, Samantha Kershnick, 28, of Brooklyn, is a total convert. I stopped using dating apps for 2 years because I'd leave every interaction with zero hope, the single Ocean Hill resident told the Post. Once again, you've got average women chasing high-tier men, believing that they are in the same echelon as high-tier women, all because they have a box. Ladies, your box is no longer a guarantee for you to get the man that you think you desire. Or I'm going to revise that word, deserve. The dates I'd go on never led to anything, and I felt like I was wasting my time, money, and energy. Kershnick added, gee, you know who else feels like they're wasting their time, money, and energy? The everyday average man that is still trying to date in this absolute minefield of a dating landscape. Time with a shelter dog is fun and makes you both feel good. Viveka Chow, a 30-year-old content creator and longtime ACC volunteer, is considered the brain behind this dates with dogs trend, as she coined the term date while taking the dogs out. She often posts videos of herself spending a day with shelter pups, inspiring single women to rethink how they spend their time. Quote unquote, I think we can learn so much from these animals, the Queens resident told the Post. When I was single, and even now that I'm married, I love dedicating time to these sweet dogs in the shelter because they deserve everything and more. Quote unquote, if I could spend a day with a shelter dog, I would absolutely do so and even trade my husband in for a dog, she joked. If I were her husband, I would say, okay, this is how you really feel, and you put this on a worldwide publication, yeah, it's time for me to go. You want the dog? Go be with the dog. But don't ask for shit else from me in return. No alimony, no nothing. Man, once again, talk about how women truly feel about the men in their lives when he's not around. Man, they say some of the most out-of-pocket, disrespectful shit ever. However, gentlemen, this right here is another crystal clear sign of the times. Yeah, men are holding the line. Period. You've got women all around the world, not just in America, but all around the world, crashing out because men have said enough. Hell, even the financial celibacy talk is coming back. Yes, more and more men have decided, yep, I'm going to be financially celibate. I'm not spending money on women until she becomes or until she proves that she can become my wife, period. And of course, the dry begging. Oh my God, the dry begging is just, it is just absolutely beautiful. I'm strong, independent, don't need no man, but I just need your resources. It is getting diabolical out in these streets. It most certainly is. And I'm loving it. I'm loving seeing these women fall from grace. Oh, they were sitting high and mighty. However, the mighty have truly fallen. And gentlemen, you men out there that are holding the line, keep doing so. Keep doing it. Hell, there was a church event with over 1,000 women. Very few men showed up. And the men that did show up, guess what? The women said, oh, those men weren't good enough. Once again, ladies, you are the creators of your own misery. And it is lovely. It is. It's lovely. Men are not holding back anymore. Men are saying exactly why they've exited the dating market, why they no longer want to deal with the modern Western insufferable woman. Then you had the nice, hot, young Filipina. We know that video's going around. Yeah, yeah. You're going to see a definite increase in Passport Brother activity. And hey, do it. But as I always say, I've been saying this even before the Passport Brothers came to the scene. If you're going to go foreign, stay foreign. Do not bring her back. Yes, we know that feminism is creeping around in every country. However, the men of those countries, they are more willing to fight back because the government over there does not really financially support feminism like it does in the West. I'm just saying. But yeah. Yeah, I've been looking all over the place, especially China Unvarnished, All Asian Dilemmas. Oh my God. Those channels are really showing you behind the curtain over in the Asian countries. Those men over there, they are beyond holding the line. They truly are. They don't care. They're telling these women straight up, you are not it. You are left over. You are Shung Yu in Japan. Oh, excuse me. I got that backwards. You are Shung Yu in China, but in Japan, you're Christmas cake. You're done. It's over. We don't want you. We want younger women. And if we can't get what we want, we're willing to go to another country and get it. Yeah, you're seeing more Chinese men marry Russian women. Mm-hmm. Sweden had to put a literal ban on Swedish men marrying Thai women. Yeah. Oh, yeah, ladies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you women that have embraced feminism, yeah, you pretty much destroyed it for the other women. So, hey, guess what? More and more men are choosing whatever option makes them the happiest. And these women, they hate it. oh, well, ladies, you created this environment. You became too damn insufferable. So what man in his right mind is going to stay in a situation like that? Yeah, more and more men are getting their shit together and saying, nope, either I'm going to sit it out, be financially celibate, I'm going to get a synthetic companion, I'm going to go pay for play, I'm going to get my passport. Whatever option makes you the happiest gentleman, follow that path. Walk that path proudly. And don't let the people around you try to shame you back onto the plantation. Hell, for what it's worth, the plantation is definitely a ghost town. Yeah. Some men haven't even decided to burn it down. They just say, you know what? Fuck it all together. I'm out. Gentlemen, that is wonderful. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And as Kevin Samuels said, ladies, buy a dog, die alone. We men are built for solitude. You women aren't. Despite all the shit that you talk, you still need men for your very survival. For us men, you're nothing more than an option for our life. And hey, more and more men are treating you as such. So you better understand this, ladies. And you better understand this crystally damn clear. All the power that society has told you that you have, which we all know is fake, it is smoke and mirrors, it is going out. Feminism and the idea that you constantly keep in your head that all it takes is box for you to get the man that you think you deserve, that is going out right along with it, because men are telling you that box, that trashed box, it ain't enough. Hey, it is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.